The idea of a train rolling down the tracks without an engineer or any person on board is hard for Superior Mayor Sharon Cotter to comprehend. Cotter says this technology is unsafe and unwise crossing city streets.
That's what's very scary, to think that the remote control, they would have devices to secure the operating cab, and yet how would you basically control terrorists or vandalism or some unauthorized person in there?
The Superior City Council agreed with Cotter and passed a resolution against remote-controlled trains. Herb Bergson was mayor of Superior in 1992 when a Burlington Northern tanker derailed and spilled hazardous waste, forcing 50,000 people to evacuate the area. He says the idea of a drone train is dangerous.
How important is it to save a buck? You know, if just one life were the cost of trying to save money and cut corners, it wasn't worth it.
Burlington Northern spokesperson Steve Forsberg preferred not to be taped, but says this is a case of disinformation. The only remote-controlled trains in North America operate within rail yards. He says there are no plans to take robotic trains for a spin across the country. Good thing, says Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner Rodney Cronin. He says locomotive engineers can't be safely replaced in regular rail transportation.
It's as much of an art as it is a science and a skill to operate a long train. You know, you've got winds, rains, things that affect the traction. You've got hills, you've got curves, to know when to apply the power, when to apply the brakes.
Cronin agrees drone trains may be fine in a contained area, but he wants no less than two people on board trains running in Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.